Santa Cruz city and county officials are speaking out against the federal plans for offshore drilling and seabed mining. They gathered on the Santa Cruz Wharf Wednesday after leaked documents obtained by the Houston Chronicle just last week revealed that the Trump administration is considering new offshore drilling and seabed mining along the California coast, potentially moving forward without full environmental review or public input. Santa Cruz leaders warned that such actions could put the Monterey Bay ecosystem and local communities at risk, promoting a unified response to defend decades of coastal protections. Santa Cruz Mayor Fred Keeley reminded the community that protecting the coast has long been a priority.
What we know is that they are at it again. We are here because they want to be there. That is not what we're going to allow. The Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary did not get established, so a few decades later, what we could do is dot it with oil rigs.
Additionally, environmental advocates also addressed the risk. Morgana Johnson is a policy committee coordinator with the Surf Rider Foundation of Santa Cruz, a local chapter of a nonprofit dedicated to protecting oceans, waves, and beaches. She highlighted the stakes for both wildlife and coastal communities.
Stopping new offshore drilling is really a top priority for the Surf Rider Foundation, and especially for our chapter in Santa Cruz, because our nation's ocean, waves, and beaches are really irreplaceable assets that fuel our local economy. It supports marine life and defines our way of life here in Santa Cruz. The offshore drilling proposal, it's a really dangerous practice. It has the potential to pollute our waters, harm wildlife, and then it threatens local economies, recreation, the fishing industry, and really industries that sustain our coastal communities. So we stand with our local leaders in demanding a permanent ban on the new offshore drilling plan, and we encourage a full transition towards clean, renewable energy sources.
The press conference also included groups such as Save Our Shores and other local advocates, reinforcing decade-long efforts to protect the Monterey Bay, beginning with the creation of the National Marine Sanctuary in the 1980s. Officials urged the public to stay engaged and help defend the coastline. For KPFA News, I'm Shania Anderson.